Hello, everybody. You are here listening to episode 159 of the specialist, that's not a word, podcast, The Lost Levels. I am your host, Soul, back in action with, I don't know, a new voice infliction. I'm joined by Spider Staryu.
Hi, everyone.
Dark Boo.
Why are we doing it so slow? We feel like we going so slow.
Dark Boo. Dark Boo.
Dark Boo.
Yes.
Stupor Zambazy.
I heard that, but okay.
I wasn't trying to be secretive about it.
Stop it, Boo. Stop.
Toadette.
Oh.
With her lovely voice.
Angelic.
And another Canadian waste, Yoshi Man.
Whoa, that's like the 17th time or 5th time you've already said something like, oh, hi everyone, I'm sorry.
I don't like Yoshi Man coming from Canada.
I'm racist!
I don't think racist.
First of all,
term, but...
being Canadian is not a race. It's nationalist. Nationalist. And
that works.
I don't care. So this podcast, if you didn't hear last week, I believe we mentioned this, Yoshi Man, I will dunk it. also, SD's not allowed to speak for the first 5 minutes because he was really late.
Well, he already
so
broke
he's
that
not allowed
rule.
To speak. Well, besides his introduction, he's not allowed to speak. Anyway, so if you didn't hear from last week, we're having a special Mario Party 10, like, podcast trio. The first was, like, big impressions from all the previews we've gotten. And this week, I don't remember the exact day, but sometime this week, we had Mario Party 10 released in Japan. And so basically, it's a rehash of our thoughts from the impressions now that we've seen most of the full game. Of course, we haven't experienced it personally, but this is as best as we can go right now. So overall, I decided that to start it off, we should just have an overall impressions thing. How have you guys seen, as you're still not able to answer this question, but how do you guys feel about this game in itself? From what the preview's seen, besides saying, oh, I'm excited, how do you feel about it? And you can speak in any order, I don't care.
I feel like the game is, the game is what I expected it to be. So, therefore, I'm not shocked at anything of that nature. And now... It was the 12th that the game came out for Japan, so they're very lucky. And I see some of the videos, and such. I'm like, well, I don't expect anything different. The game, it looked like what they do with any Mario Party. They fix the Mario Party before, or so-called fix, and then they publish it. Just like they've been doing with all the Mario Parties. Bowser Party looked like a good addition, but it still looked like eh. And the game, it looked like it's good for its price, but it still... feels like it's missing some things. Like, it wasn't 100% complete. I love Mario Party Island Tour. just like that game. So, who knows? There might be some DLC. There will. If not, yeah. But there will be some DLC. And who knows what we may be in store for.
I'll speak next. I haven't, I don't know why, maybe it's just because I'm not too... I don't hate it. I've never been too big on the Mario Party series, and I'm going to get the game, hopefully. I don't think we pre-ordered it, but I really doubt my GameStop's going to sell out. Because my GameStop's actually pretty good with game storage. Systems, that's another story, but games, they're okay with. But I haven't been too involved in it. I've seen, of course, like, the big news and such, like, we have boards and stuff, but I don't watch too many of the minigame videos, just because I like to be a little surprised on the games, because I'm like, besides minigames themselves, there's not much to be surprised on, so it's my thing, but from what I have seen so far, such as the boss minigames, I did watch all of those, they're really fun. The game itself looks... okay, I don't hate it so far. It feels like they actually were trying to, like, fix the weirdness and, from when I played it, the confusingness of Mario Party 10, or 10, 9. And so, I'm intrigued is the proper word so far. I'm not excited so much as intrigued on the game.
I think it looks really good, but the one thing I'm upset though is that nobody's posted videos about that photo booth mode that was talked about in like a magazine. I want to see what that's like.
Toadette picture photo shoot.
My Miiverse is gonna be filled with pictures of Toad and Toadette.
I want a Toadette and Toad photo shoot. Can you do that for me?
Yes, I'll place them in various poses.
On this month's Mushroom Chronicle, the front page has an entire spread of fungus love.
Mushroom Hunks Quarterly. It's a picture of like Toad with abs.
Ew. She doesn't have much of a body for that. It's just like a little ball.
Toad's fat. He's a chunky. He's chunky.
For me, I think the game looks so cool. I mean, pretty much to me so far from what I'm seeing from the boards that I checked out and even watching right now, it pretty much
cool as a cute.
Yes, it pretty much looks like an enhanced version of Mario Party 9. But like, they improved some things, the graphics are better, everything just looks better overall. Even the boss battles look more fair from what I'm seeing so far. I know there's some boss battles that kind of have a little bit of luck, but I know from the ones I'm seeing, like with King Boo and whatever the case is, I think it's a lot more fair than the other games where everything was just, the first person to press this gets the most points or whatever. Because that was, oh my god, that was annoying. Like with the Spike boss battle on Mario Party 9. But
oh my gosh, that's one of the only bosses I've played.
But yeah, everything looks really great, so that's, I have nothing but positive stuff to say so far. Except for one detail that we'll talk about later.
What I think about this game, ever since I saw the Bowser Party mode, I thought it was like going to be like really good, because, you know, just the fact that we are actually able to play as Bowser and just mess with all the other players like that. So just as overall, it got me excited for the game. But as time has gone on, I see how much it looks like they haven't been putting nearly as much effort as it might seem. Like, when you look at how much is in the Bowser Party mode compared to, like, every other mode, it seems like their most advertised mode, they put, like, almost nothing into it. There's only, like, 3 boards and 2 minigame modes if you count the single-player one. And not even the kinds of ones that I want. There's only, like, free play. But then otherwise... The only other good things I could say is that they at least are trying to bring back the original Mario Party modes with Amiibo Party, and with Mario Party 9 they are trying to balance it out so it looks good, but overall I feel like it's lacking in stuff like mostly minigame modes. And also minigames seem to be a lot less minigames too overall, but that's probably because of the Bowser minigames too. Overall could be a good game, but it's like lacking at the moment. Maybe with DLC it could be like worth more though.
According to, I guess I agree, but just to tell the audience, I haven't watched the video, but I assume they're not incorrect. According to a Game Explained video, there's 73 minigames, because they have an entire like hour and a half long video of all the minigames. So there's 73, at least from what I know. I think that was the number. I'm almost certain that's the number. But, SZ, you're allowed to speak now.
Yeah, I wasn't waiting for your permission, but,
You know what? Oh, that's not even any better, because that means you were just lagging behind. As usual, just like you were lagging behind before the podcast.
We were actually just saving the best for last. So
that is definitely not true.
I will say that I haven't been watching any of the recent stuff, because I know on Mario Party 9, I completely saw everything, so when I got to the game, there was like nothing left for me to see. It's just, all there is left to see now is some of the minigames that I haven't seen, and some of the boards that I haven't seen completely. So that kind of stuff I'm not too worried about not seeing. But otherwise, I'm ready for it to just be here already.
Wow. So the next, well, first of all, I agree with you, I guess. I'm having trouble wording my thing. I'm very interested in seeing how the game will work, like I said before, because even still with all the footage I've seen so far, I don't have a grasp so much as on the game, but I am looking forward to it. I will be buying it. But the next question is, we mentioned this before, I believe, on the last podcast. We kind of have a little thing on it, but first, the big thing, how do you guys feel about the new mode Bowser Party with the newer footage that we've seen so far? How do you guys feel on it? Have your opinions changed on it? Are you gonna play it? Etc.
Of course I'm gonna play it. It's good to be evil. But the thing, Bowser Party, it seems like it could be a quick game. It can be the quickest game ever or the longest game ever. So, and plus, another mode is good for me because we know with Mario Party, they kind of lackluster with the modes because they like, what else can we do? Before, but we had Mario Party 1, 2, and 3, we had a collection of modes. 4, we had so many. We had freaking the extras room and all that such with all the other mini games and things. Then Mario Party 5, bonus mode and super duel. And then after 6, it was like solo party. 7, solo party. 8, solo star battle arena, which is, I mean, well, that is solo than party. And 9, it kind of like the modes diminish as we go on and on and on. So I'm happy with Bowser Party, and I don't mind any additions. Any adding is good for me.
I think it's really cool. It's definitely unique, and though at times it seems cheap. It's kind of like cheap in a fun way, where you're just kind of basically just destroying everything. And you know, it's actually a good mode for those people who like always got the short end of the stick and were never really that good at Mario Party, because Bowser definitely gets a clear advantage. Though it isn't impossible to win, but Bowser definitely has the upper hand in this.
As for me, yeah, we definitely mentioned that, it seems that Bowser has a bigger advantage on it. I'm not gonna say I would never play it, but at least from the footage I've seen so far, it hasn't really captured my attention, just because I guess I'm the person who wouldn't want to be Bowser, because I feel like it's cheap, I guess. I don't like using that word a lot, but it's just cheap to use him, but then I don't want to play as the normal characters, because then I feel like, well, it's too easy for me to lose, and I want to win, so I'm just at, like, a crossroads of negativeness. But I'm not gonna say it's bad, because, again, I haven't played it, so maybe it is really fun and really good, and I'd be just missing out. But so far, it's probably the mode that hasn't captured my attention, like, the least. The other two modes seem more exciting to me.
Personally, I think Bowser Party is the mode to go to. Like, if any one of you who doesn't want to get Mario Party 10, just, if you're not sure what to do about it, you look at Bowser Party. If you want to just play this, then just Bowser Party is the mode. It's just, that's how it looks to me. It's just the mode to play. It's just completely hectic, completely everything. And actually, when I take a look at, from what you're saying, when I see the Bowser Party, other than, like, that one luck Bowser minigame, I think, like, it could be a little bit even depending on how good the actual players are. Because every time you guys view the footage, it's usually against computer players. And who knows how good computer players are actually good at surviving compared to actual players. Because, like, the video I'm currently watching, just the Bowser minigame went by, and two of them didn't even get hit. And the other players only took one damage. So, yeah.
For me, for Bowser Party, you know, my opinion is pretty much the same as last time. I don't really think it's, like, bad, but I definitely do think Bowser has the upper hand, so... I don't know, maybe if you're playing with people, maybe you wouldn't be as annoyed, but playing with computers, I can already tell that I'd be very annoyed playing with computers who cheat and would...
You won't break the disc.
I won't, of course, I'm not going to snap the disc in half like some people do, but, you know, I definitely do think that it would, you know, aggravate me, so, I don't know, I don't think I'm going to be playing Bowser Party too much. Of course I'm going to give it a try, though. You know, my opinion will definitely might change when I actually... am able to play the game. So, but so far I can tell you that I'm not too excited, at least not to be one of the players. I might be more excited to be Bowser, though. Very excited to be Bowser.
Do your Bowser roar.
I'm not, what Bowser roar? I don't have a Bowser roar.
Roar.
Like, impression.
So roar.
Roar.
Roar. I can't do Bowser roar. Roars.
Toadette, roar. You're good at impressions. I think... was it a cat?
What
no, I was
it's Meowser. It's Meowser.
Meowser.
Roarser. Mario. Kick your ass, Mario. Get your hands off my girl, Mario.
Hey, that's my girl. Mario.
Wow.
Oh, Mario.
Mario.
Do you want me to just, like, wait?
No.
Wait for you guys to hash this out?
Nah, we're good.
So, yes, Bowser Party is, I guess, a mix of opinions so far. But the big thing, I don't think, unless you guys want to talk about it, because that's next on my list, but now realizing it, I don't think we have much to say on it, but I guess, Yoshiman, if you want to say something about it. I don't think we've seen much, like, too much new for the boards, but if you guys want to talk about them, here's your... open forum for it. I don't have much to say on the boards than I did last time, but if you want to say something, now's your time.
There needs to be more boards for Bowser Party. That's all I need to say. Definitely. Bowser Party lacks in boards. It's got like 3 boards in total compared to like
boards...
well they're all the same as in Mario Party, except they removed the haunted trail and the airship one. Because Bowser obviously can't. I don't think Bowser can go through those areas for some reason. I don't know why, but they just removed them. And there's only 3 boards to play on because of that. And it's kind of lacking. Also, there should be more mini-games for Bowser Party 2. Just because that idea just came up. Because there's only 10 mini-games throughout the entire mode. Maybe there could be like a boss at the end where Bowser plays as the boss. And tries to take out the opponents, so that instead of like just having them get to the end and play some like luck game where they have to pick the right guy, they have to actually fight the Bowser player and knock him out, and then like the Bowser player still has a chance to knock them out through that game. And yeah,
okay. But you have nothing to say on the boards.
This is about the boards. No, yes. I don't have anything to say about the boards.
Lame.
Whoops.
Gosh, I was setting you up for something good, and you're sitting here and acting like you don't know.
Yeah,
anything.
I was expecting a high debate about this.
A high Canadian speech about the boards.
I have nothing to say about the boards. They all look too basic. They all have.
Ooh,
all
are you saying that Mario Party is
like
basic?
At least one interesting event, though, but like none of them are really that interesting. Like, the Mushroom Park one is just an amusement park. You land on a thing, you get a thing. The other one.
A thing to
there's
get a
also,
thing.
There's... Actually, I just remembered the Haunted Trail one. It's, like, really cheap, because at one point there's a boo you have to run into. It makes you lose half your mini-stars. I don't know why they have the half mini-star thing, like, automatic like that.
It's not half.
Yeah.
It's half. It's half.
What so boo you want to have?
The first time you touch boo, it's half. Afterwards,
it's five.
Like,
it's not half.
Well,
it's five. It's
like
five all the time.
It's half. You touch them.
It's five all the time.
Y'all, you guys are.
It's five every time. It says you lose 5 mini stars per turn.
Yeah, but like the first time you touch him, you lose half.
No, you lose 5.
Every time I saw someone lost half. Let me go look at that board again just to make sure.
Boy, but it might be half because they had only 7 mini stars, so.
Name Troy.
It was definitely 5 because you lose 5 every time.
Albert!
Right now. Just to make sure.
The birds are excited to play Mario Party 10.
Yes. They are chirping.
And for me, with the board maps, I see that they lack intersections, which we already don't have intersections, so I really didn't mind. But the haunted path, whatever you want to call it, the intersections, I find they serve no purpose, because Mario Party has the tendency to have the equivalent number of spaces for the intersections, and it's like, one intersection, you get 5 ring stars. The other one, you get 8. So it's like, what's the point of even having an intersection here? It serves no purpose. Whimsical waters, whatever you want to call it. The intersections are even worse because they're like magma mines, where it's all random. But I like the event. Although the event is cheap, you can get many stars or get a slow. Oh Lord! Or get a slow dice block. Depends. And then at the end. That depends too, because let's just say whoever was playing computer Toad was like, he is not staying down there for so long, because he rolled that 6 and got right back up there. I don't like the distribution of spaces. I don't, because I feel like if you want to have that steel space, if you want to have that space appearing always at the end, because I don't know what's up with this night, but they love having lose half many stars at the end. I don't mind it, like, in the middle or something. Like, have it sparingly. They have all the steel spaces at the end of the freaking stage. And it doesn't make sense to have, especially we have two of them, which are back-to-back, and then you have a back space. One thing I like what they did is with the back and dash spaces, how they don't combo. I love how they did that, because in Mario Party 9, it gets me mad. Because when I tell you I played Mario Party 9, I use a 0-1 dice block, roll a 1, land on back, and then I roll a 1 again and land on spin, hit the dice block again, I roll, that was the event. That was the event. and then I roll a 1 and land on back again, and then roll another 1 and land on spin again. I'm like, oh my God, please take me away, Jesus. But I like what they did with the spaces. It don't combo. The shuffle space, we going to clock T on the shuffle space, because
we're
going to clock
T. Yes, we are.
We're going to clock T where it needs to be clocked, so let me get my green tea and let's commence the reading session.
Yes, I have peppermint tea.
Yes. NDQ, you was lazy, because the code you did for the shuffle space, the Mario Party 9 shuffle space was a shuffle space. Mario Party 10 is not a shuffle space, because you're not shuffling anything. You just change it. Because this is what they do. They have a set order, whereas it's less coding. It's more quickable. You can edit right inside of it if you want to look at something. Shuffle space is supposed to shuffle the turn order. It's not supposed to be like if it's me, then Spider Star you, then SZ, and then Soul. If it's us, and then that, you know, if it's still in that order, so therefore, whoever was the second one, because I done lost it.
I was Honey second. Bunches. Yes.
Spider Star, you? And then it was SZ. It will shuffle it the way as if it's Honey Bunches go first, it'll be SZ, then Soul, then me. That's not a point, but that's not shuffling. I feel like that's like a skip card.
That's like that's like rearranging. That's like an arrange space.
Yes. Because there's nothing is shuffled. That's the thing. The order is still there. It's just that you're picking, the order is still 1, 2, 3, 4. You're just picking 3 to go first. So it's going to be 3, 4, 1, 2. It's still going to be in order. So that space is lazy, but although I like what they did with the dash and back, other spaces, the event, that Bowser in cage and dice block, that stupid event, when he escapes, the number of Bowser spaces they add are ridiculous. I mean, it puts the R in ridiculous. And put the S there, too. Because I saw, like, if I'm not mistaken, they was at the beginning of the damn stage. And Bowser escaped. I don't know how the hell they wrote a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Thank the Lord it wasn't sequentially. Only thing you know, way before, at the end of that haunted trail. Way before, like, Before the threshold area, Bowser already unleashed and he done scattered like 12 Bowser spaces on the stage. I'm like, really? I don't like that event. Chaos Castle, it has, Chaos Castle, whatever you want to call it. It has another event where you get 20 mini stars. That only happened once, which is stupid. And then the ending board map events. Let's clock to you on board map events. I think Mario Party 9 actually did it better with the board map events, although they were treacherous. I think Mario Party 9 brought that flavor to it. I think they kind of taken away that flavor because the Haunted Trail with the booze and such, that's alright, but it still kind of sucks. It still sucks here and there. And I don't like the space that shuffles everything. I hate anything that shuffles in this game because it's not a true shuffle. Then after Whimsical Water, I already talked about that. Mushroom Park, it's a lot of lucky spaces, whereas it's like a more enjoyable game rather than Chaos Castle, which is like per effery at the end. Because at the end, you kind of don't want to hit the dice block. You kind of don't even want to move that whole entire route to the end because you'll lose half your mini stars, which they love to put at the end. Let's establish they love to put that at the end. That airship one, I don't have no words to say because it's like Bob Omb Factory. It's literally Bob Omb Factory. How they make us whole place loop and then makes me get a headache. And I feel like I'm forgetting another stage. I feel like I'm forgetting another stage. I feel like I said 4 out of 5. I didn't say a fifth one. Somebody tell me what the stages were again.
Did you talk about the Mushroom Park one?
Oh,
Mushroom
yeah.
Mushroom Park is my favorite.
Mushroom
I
Park,
like that one.
Haunted, the Chaos Castle, the Haunted, the Whimsical Water. Oh, there's only 5. See, there's only 5. Huh?
What about Airship?
Oh, yeah, I talked about that. That's the one that's like the Bob Omb Factory to me. And see, that's the thing. There's only 5. There's only 5 stages. And they are very... My thing is, they're not that complex. Therefore, I will expect them to have more than 5 stages. It's not like these other Mario parties where they had exuberance in such a way as 6 was good enough because it was a Mario Party. This one is a straight linear path. You can make more than one stage with that. Come on now. Make something in space. Instead of Bowser Station, make something with Rosalina. Hell, you have Rosalina. Make use of her. You don't push that in every game. Make something. Make the Comet Observatory an actual stage.
Yeah, right?
This is like the first Mario Party in a while where they actually haven't had a space stage.
Yeah, like,
which is kind of good because they were getting the space aspect was getting kind of overused, but still.
Yeah, like make something, like bring something retro back to it, like the Comic Observatory, make Delfino Plaza, make something like if you want to have a retro pack, make a retro pack where you bring back places like Bob Omb Fat Battlefield, like you bring back something so back like Super Mario 64 pack, like Lethal Lava Land, whatever you want to call it, like cool, like all them other courses and such, just bring them back and just change them. Make donut planes. Make that an actual stage.
Yeah, donut planes.
Yes.
Ooh.
Do something.
I want some actual donuts. Though.
Same. Yeah, did you see that donut mini game? It's so cute the way that they eat the donuts at the end.
Oh, mm-hmm. I love that. And and the video I saw of like it's like Toadette was standing next to a whole plate of donuts. I was like, you can't eat all those donuts, you little fat ass.
Same.
Like the donut with the toads and Spike, like the donut is like bigger than their face.
Except the fact that Spike eats the whole thing in one gulp.
Yeah.
So
but yeah, that's things they could do. Like I know we're gonna have some more stages because it wouldn't make sense to only have like 5 stages, especially with Bowser. Hell, Bowser Party, you know what I mean? You know what we can do. We could do Glitzville. We could do so much stuff.
Oh
so
my god, Glitzville, that would be so hot.
Yeah,
that
so
would
we
be
gonna
amazing
make...
if they'd actually Glitzville. Consider that.
I want another
that,
Snowflake
oh
Lake.
My god, that'd be like a new like theme that. Completely, a wrestling theme. That would be the hottest thing in the universe.
Yes. Like, make something like that. Yeah, make something like that. And then, it's like, with the board map event, instead of the board map event being some random thing, make it like... There's 5 boss battles just in that stage by itself. Like something like that. Like
Macho Grubba comes and beats the shit out of everyone.
Yeah, make it like that. A stage where there's like 4 boss battles altogether. And it would be nice, especially in Glitzville is fighting, so get it together. Come on, DLC, get it. Get it right for the Lost Level podcast. You better get it.
Minigames would actually be useful there, too. Because minigames are, like, worthless otherwise.
We need more, and I'm not throwing any shade towards Mario Party 10, because it looks fantastic, but we need more creative board themes, all right? We keep getting the same ones, yeah. Like, the Toad Road type, you know, with the planes, and then we have the haunted one, and we have the water one, then we have the fire one, or whatever. It's, like, so annoying. It's overdone. We need, like, completely different boards. Like, I want one, like, that's, like, hell, they had, like, a donut minigame. They could have made, like, a candy, sugary place, like, you know, like, something like that. Just something different.
Sweet dream.
Like, yeah. Just something different, not something that we have all the time. Like, I like that. I like whimsical waters. All right, but I'm just saying, like, it's still a water board, so it's like, ugh.
And honey,
I want one that's.
I want one like Boggley Woods. That would be so interesting.
I want one that's like a medieval castle thing, like you know the, I can't think of the name, but like a run. Like,
have they actually
the
made
market
a
outside
Mario
a castle.
Party board that's inside Peach's castle?
No, not inside.
Do you count Peach's lame, birthday though. Cake?
No, well, no, because that's not in Peach's castle. That's just her. That's just on her birthday cake.
But on her birthday cake in her castle.
Yeah, about going around inside of her castle, like going into different rooms and all.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Also, one more thing: when Spice Staryu was talking about the boards and he was describing them, this is where we know we like this is where they know they lack innovation because when he was saying them. I thought he was talking about Mario Party 9. So I was like, wait, no, Mario Party 10. I'm like, oh, crap, they are the same aesthetics. There's one that's like Toad World. There's one that's like Magma Mine. There's one that's like Blooper Beach. There's one that's like Boo Horror Castle. I'm like, oh, crap. It took me a while to realize you actually talking about Mario Party 10.
Yeah.
So, yes, we need something new.
All the themes are similar.
I've never actually cared too much about how the theme goes, as long as the board plays fun. As long as the board's fun. Because
yeah,
otherwise,
true.
I can go with any theme. Any theme is fine, as long as I enjoy the board. Like, for one thing, like, back in, like, Mario Party 3, like, there's some, like, boards that I didn't actually like the looks of. Like, to be honest, like, the board Waluigi's Island, I didn't actually care too much about how much it looked and stuff with all the, like, the stuff and how it looks, but I love how that board plays, how they have that Island of Changing Spaces. Just because they have, like, the events and stuff that actually, like, do stuff like that. Like, the theme doesn't exactly matter, it doesn't matter if like it or not, I just want, like, it has to be, like, a good board to play on. And that's really what should matter. They need to make these boards fun to play on, no matter what the theme is.
Yeah, that's true. That's ultimately what's true.
And also, one more thing, NDQ, stop making remixes. Just make an original, please. Stop making. And this is no shade.
Unless they make
please
a remix of the original.
Stop making remixes. I'm not lying. Just make another. Because what I feel like they made a remix out of Mario Party Island Tour. Whatever they made a remix of, they made entirely new for Mario Party 10. Because they could. I'm like, I don't mind remixes. But I hate hearing this one chord change out of the whole song. It's a personal thing with me. It's not that like anybody else has to agree with me. It's just a personal nitpick where I had like when they win the minigame, they just change a little bit of chords and just made it sound more jazzy. I'm like, this is exactly the same thing. I'm like, at least my thing is. We know from Mario Party 6, Mario Party 7, Mario Party 7 was just a remix and remastered edition of Mario Party 6 music. We know that. But my thing is, it's something that was jazzier and spicier, things that we like. And it's not like we can sit there like, they really used this again. Like, Workspace, Amiibo Party, Workspace, that's the same exact sound from Boo Horror Castle. It took me a while to realize it. It's the same exact sound effect clip. It's nothing changed.
Honestly, I'd rather them use the same tune than go back to the Mario Party 5 route and use that type of music, because I can't stand Mario Party 5's music. They had some good music, but yeah. Most of it was just, ugh.
Yeah, like, Mario Party 5, gross. That's the thing. When you do a remix, you gotta do the remix right. I feel like they are not doing it. To me, they are not putting their full force with it. And I can't even tell, like, when I'm doing this flow of a game that I'm trying to do, when I'm trying to do the music, you could tell when you just start getting lazy. You could tell because some things shine, the other things, they smell like sour grapes. So I just feel like they just, at times they will give it a all, and then there's some other things, they're like, they're just slide that in, they're just slide that in there, let's put a little bit, let's put a little dash. So, like, come on. I guess it's just me and knowing what they did in Mario Party Island Tour, I kind of have a biased opinion about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I probably... and let me not rant, because I've been talking for 20 minutes.
You were talking for...
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
The board maps.
I think we forgot everything at this point.
No, Boo was saying things that were relevant.
But then I think it got a little off.
Boo was just still ranting. Relevant,
but it just, it turned into a rant.
You gotta understand, when Boo rants, alright, he's encompassing the whole Mario Party 10 itself, not just boards. Like, he's encompassing everything. So, for me, the boards, you know, I really, regardless of how I feel about the themes, I gotta admit that everything looks so delicious and bodacious and ostentatiously juicy, because everything just, like, the way it looked, like, the HD quality of everything, the spaces look better than they did in Mario Party 9, which no team, no shade against Mario Party 9, but Mario Party 9 had really bad quality spaces, like, really bad quality. They improved the space quality, the pathways, they look nice, I see more of the park everywhere, on Mushroom Park, Haunted Trail, you know, everything looks spooky, it looks creepy, it looks, you know, like, ooh, my God. Whimsical Waters, you know, even though I really don't like, even though nothing beats Deep Bluebird Sea from Mario Party 3, I definitely think that the quality of this board looks so nice. I love how when the character, you literally can see the little details of the characters breathing underwater. You see the little bubbles around their mouth. I think that's so cool. Even with Bowser, too. I didn't really see too much of Airship Central, but I do think it looks cool. It's an interesting theme. It is kind of different from most of the themes that we already had. So I definitely like that it's different. In Chaos Castle, you know, this board reminds me too much of Cat and Toad Treasure Tracker. I don't know why. I'm just getting reminded of, like, the levels where you had, there's like a castle theme in the lava. It just reminds me so much of Cat and Toad. But other than that, you know, everything does look bodacious, and the quality is fantastic. I really just can't wait to play it. I want to see it up close. I want to see it on my TV screen. So
you want to taste
the computer. Taste so awesome. The Mario Party.
Taste the rainbow.
I want to be able to feel the HD.
I want
to
be able to lick it.
I want to be able to I want to be able to grab Toadette's pink hairy balls.
Oh, I know. That you were thinking of that too. I was thinking of that. Oh my God, really? God. That's,
you know,
exactly
the ones on her head.
Yeah, I was thinking
can we continue on here?
Moving on.
Can we
we're not talking about this anymore.
Oh my God, I was thinking of just, wow, this is really scary. We both had the same idea.
You guys are disgusting.
Oh my God, you're insane.
Shut up, Sol.
You guys should go talk about it somewhere.
We'll talk about it right in front of your face, Yoshi.
I'd love to have a whole podcast where we talk about Toadette's balls.
Alright. So, I have nothing to say on the boards, and I was like, I'm trying to like keep it as a brush away topic, but we've been talking about it for 20 minutes. This one, even though maybe we will have more to say, I want to keep it a little shorter. I'm looking at somebody.
Oh, boom!
Minigames.
You heard that?
What?
I guess not.
No. What minigames have stood out to you? And I guess you can talk about them in general as well, like how you feel on them. But keep it, like, short a little bit. And what minigames have stood out to you, whether that be certain boss minigames or a certain group of minigames, like 2v2 or whatever. How do you feel about the minigames as of right now?
I feel like the minigame... I'm sorry, going first.
keep it short, please.
I feel like the minigame, I feel happy that they brought 2v2 back, and I like how they implemented the minigame space, whereas you could choose 4-player, 1v3, 2v2, but yet, one thing I haven't seen is for 2v2, do they automatically, I think they automatically choose who your partner is, and that's one thing, that's one thing that gets me that,
That's one thing I completely agree with, too. Because one thing I expected to see when you, like, picked it, like, if you, like, pick a 4-player minigame, it's just like, oh, yeah, it's a 4-player minigame, so everyone just plays against each other. You pick a 1v3, you're the solo guy, so that makes sense. You pick a 2v2, like, you should at least get something, like, where you can at least maybe pick a partner out of all the people. Maybe there's just one person who you really want to partner up with, but then, no, the game decides, oh, no, we're just going to pair you up with anyone. We don't care.
Yeah, and I don't like that.
I like the random aspect of
Same.
Movie too.
Yeah, it kind of makes it the way as it's not strategic. It gets some of the strategicness out.
If you could choose who, I mean, imagine if you're playing with people and then someone could just pick someone who's good.
Exactly,
then you make the other people feel bad. They'll be like, oh, you don't want to pick me because I'm bad.
Well, that's exactly.
Yeah, but that's not fair for the people who aren't good at the game, because then that's just an automatic loss for them.
No, Toadette, that's what I was saying. I was agreeing with you.
That they need. I was talking to
Yoshiman.
That's the point.
Because Yoshiman's stupid.
No, they just need to get better. Like, you get to pick who you think will be good, and even then, you might lose because you might end off getting some game where that person just happens to not be good at. Whoever lands on the space, you get to pick who you want to be with, and then there's also a random option if you really want to go random.
And, I don't mind it. I really don't mind, but it's a nitpick here and there.
Yeah, you don't want to be with someone who sabotages people.
Yes.
Why? Because if I somehow ever play Mario Party 10 with my brothers, like, I know the first thing, if I ever get into 2v2, I'll never want to play on a team with any of my brothers, because all they do is try and sabotage.
Why do people do that? That's so annoying.
And I hate that. It gets on my nerves. And a lot of I noticed the 2v2 minigames, they have a lot of coin themes. There's a lot of coin themes, like the bobsled, the musical note one, and some others. It just put out coins to collect the most coins for 2v2, though. And, for playing Toe in the Box recreation. That minigame is kind of like, but I like how they try to masquerade it, try to bring it back, but don't try to show how they really bringing it back, because it really is just Toe in the Box. Do y'all know what minigame that is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just like it. And then the other one, which is like Bounce the Trials, Mad Party 3.
Oh, yeah, I bring it to the minigame. I bring attention.
Yes.
To that. Yes, yes, yes.
As the favorite minigame.
Yes, he loves bouncing on people.
Bouncing.
Mm-hmm. His favorite minigame.
Just meh.
The only thing he likes more than that is Note to Self.
No. I can't stop. Oh, I can't. But the minigames, I'm happy there's the minigames, and this, the Bowser minigames, some of them are kind of like luck-based. 3 of them are actually luck-based. And some of them, you just like, the team of 3, or team of 4, whoever it is, they just gonna be doomed, because they gonna get hit no matter what. And it's 72 minigames, kind of low for a Mario Party, but it's ideal for me. Can I say one more thing, please?
Yes.
Because I was looking on this on YouTube. People, excuse my language. People was bitching over the minigames. They was getting me mad. They said there's only 10, I think there's only like 10 1v3 minigames. I think there's like 10 or 12.
Man. There's like 9 in Mario Party 8.
Exactly! Thank you! my goodness! Finally someone... I was sitting there astonished how people was complaining about the number of minigames in the category. I'm like, where the hell were you when these other Mario Parties came out?
There was only 8 in Mario Party 3, I think.
And like 5-2 versus 2 minigames in Mario Party 1. And people was complaining about the 2 versus 2 minigames in Mario Party 10. I'm like, what planet are we on? I'm like, you must not been born before 2000, because apparently you don't know the minigames.
I think some people are born on Neptune, because their minds just be like so far out there that there's no saving them.
And then before they, then one person said they had like 18 1 versus 3 minigames in like Mario Party 7. I'm like, 18? I'm like, you know what? I'm like, even if you combine, I think even if you combine the Mike minigames and a regular 1 versus 3, it's not even 18. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to stop reading comments on YouTube, because they was getting me pissed off. They was getting me pissed off at these minigames, because they were really mad. They was like, I'm not buying Mario Party 10 because they only have a little minigames. And I'm sitting there like, huh? You know what? That's another tangent. Let me not go in. I'm done.
Oh, Boo just dropped the mic. Okay.
Oh my god.
We just went in there. My favorite minigame is Shy Guy Shuffle, just because of the donuts. I think it's so cute. Every character just looks so cute, and it's like, it's so, I don't know what Mario Party, I don't know what Nintendo was doing, like, just designing all these cute minigames. I know Snake Block Party, I thought that one was cool as well. I forgot about the other ones, the 2 versus 2 ones. I don't know the names of them, but, you know, ultimately, you know, a lot of them just look good, and that's all I gotta say. Like, there's very few minigames I can complain about. Seriously, I'm watching it right now, and, like, I just love how the characters, their facial expressions, like, when they lose, it actually looks like they're sad. Unlike, you know, unlike other games, like, you know, it's just, oh, they just go down, whatever. They actually look sad. Like, their facial expressions are so good. But yeah.
He likes sadness.
Yeah. Well, like, when Mario got third, he actually looked depressed. I'm like, oh, wow. That's really paying attention to detail.
And also, the luck minigames. I think there's not that many luck minigames. I don't think... Is there a luck minigame?
Not that I can name. But again, I haven't seen too many.
It only saw for Bowser.
Oh, the roulette one, yeah. As for me, again, I haven't seen too many. But, well, the ones I really like are... hold on, give me a second. I don't think they have a name for it, like, English-wise... But I like, at first I thought I didn't like it, but I mean, it's easy, it's really easy to cheat the system, but I really like the Cheap Chomp minigame, the boss minigame for Whimsical Waters, just because, I don't know, it's a fun thing. What's the other one I like? Oh, I like the B one, the one where they make shapes and you have to jump through them. I think that's kind of fun, just because, I guess... one of those weird people who likes simple minigames that just involve avoiding creatures. But, yeah, I don't have too much to say on it. But in general, I like the minigames.
Does anyone know if reverse minigames are coming? I'm sorry for interrupting you, so...
Yeah, there are reverse minigames.
There's a Bowser Space event where you can do a reverse minigame.
Okay.
Like,
thank you.
The only one I know is that Bob-omb combo one, though. Anyone know of any other reverse minigames?
The one with the fruit and the bonds where you hit the button. It's like womp. It's like literally the Mario Party 9 womp battle minigame. But it's to see who. It's a 4-player minigame where you Oh my god, what is the name of the minigame? It's the fruit one with fruits and bombs.
There's
a lot with fruits and bombs.
Because they have a lot with fruits called. And bombs. Are you talking about the one with the conveyor belt?
Yes, that one. The conveyor belt one. That one is reverse.
I don't think they have. Do they have a name for that one?
I don't know what it's called.
I don't think. At least I haven't heard any. I've seen that one, so. But I don't think there's a name for it. At least maybe a translated name, but no official translation.
Yeah.
SZ, do you have anything to say? Nope. Okay.
I just noticed this is one. Reverse minigame I want. It's like that one that's like based on the one with the Bowser Blast one from Mario Party, but you're trying to not make the balloon explode. You're just trying to make it as big as possible. Like that one would also be a good reverse one because then you're actually playing that one, so you're trying to make it explode.
Yes.
I'm not good at explaining, sorry.
No, you explained it, right?
You say you explained it.
Okay. Alright. But yeah, like that one would be an amazing reverse one. Oh, but also I never actually got to talk about which ones I'd like the most. The types of minigames I want are obviously the Bowser minigames. Just because you got, ever since the Wii U came out, I've always wanted to, like, have some innovative ways to, like, play with the gamepad that would be fun. So, like, that goes with the Nintendo Land and the Wii Party U 1v3 minigames. I like those a lot. And then with the Bowser minigames, they basically are continuing that, using the gamepad players one. But then you've got the four players versus the one in the minigame. So, now you're, like, have all these separate different ways. Like, there's the fireball one where you're, like, actually rotating the gamepad to move the fireballs while the players are trying to survive. Probably my most favorite
one. Is that
one.
The one on the wheel?
Huh? No. Is that no, the one this on is the wheel? No, it's the one where, like, Bowser's holding on to the sides. There's the two fire bars that roll depending on how you tilt the gamepad. They show it off at the
E3.
You touch the fireball, you take...
I'm not saying you're making it up, but I just don't remember it.
Here,
It's fine. There. Continue your thought. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, yeah. The other one that I mostly love, though, is, like, the casino-based one where Bowser's, like, rolling this roulette wheel thing around and trying to catch the other players. Because he can, like, pick the three spots where it goes. It kind of actually reminds me of Merry-Go-Chomp, too, from Mario Party 3, except the Bowser player gets to pick all of them. And the other players have, like, a slight reaction time to react to it. So you can, like, have, like, this one... You can set, like, a one in six... One of the six spots have all three bombs fall on the one thing. So you're dealing, like, 9 damage to the one spot. Or you can just, like, split up the three bombs and have, like, half the board deal, like, damage to, like, whoever it hits. And then you have, like, complete control over when it stops and when you start it. And the other players, all they can do is, like, try and react to it. I just love how that one's just like it. And just like the whole theme of it, showing, like, the Bowser spotlights. Like, it just looks amazing. I really, really want to play that one. But overall, just all the Bowser minigames just look fun, except for the bingo one.
So, okay.
And reverse.
Does anybody have anything to say on the final thing, really quickly? I do not think we had any new on it.
I haven't been looking at too many of the mini games to avoid I guess it'd be spoilers. I don't know. I wanted to experience the mini games myself, so I haven't been watching that many videos on them. But so far, I can agree with Starry that my favorite is the donut one because it's just so cute.
Yeah.
And. Yeah, you have Toadette the fat ass trying to eat all these donuts.
Waluigi took two donuts. So did Mario.
That's a cute one. That's cute.
All right. Does anybody have anything else to say on minigames before we move on?
Boss minigames are meh, and they need more Bowser minigames.
Okay. Finally, I don't think we've seen too much anything new on it, even though I said that for, the boards, and we went in, like, a 20-minute discussion spearheaded by Boo, so maybe we'll have some more stuff to say. But does anybody have anything to say on Amiibo parts?
I have a lot to say.
No.
Okay, the Ocean Man, Boo, do you have a lot to say?
Yes, I have a lot to say, too.
How about you guys, like, decide, like, quickly, like, run through it in your head, and then, like, split it
in half. Okay, you guys do your thing. I'm gonna go try and look over Amiibo Party and figure this out.
Okay, so then, Boo, you say some words about Amiibo Party.
10 turns is not enough! 10 turns is not enough!
It's only 10 turns.
It's not enough.
That's the maximum.
I hope it's not.
Actually, that's, you can't adjust it.
It's not enough.
Boo! Stop.
It's not enough. I can't say it no more because you roll a 1 through 6. You barely have enough time to go around the freaking stage, and it gets good at the end. It's not enough. It's not. It's so boring, too. I'm sorry. It's good to bring it back, but it's so boring. Don't play it with Bowser Amiibo, because it's going to be extremely boring. It's, Oh my god. Words can't describe how it sucks. I thought it was going to be good, but it looks boring. Everybody who plays it is like only 10 turns. It's 10 turns of nothing. Nothing happens. And then after, with the Bowser space, if you in last and it said lose a star, he'll give you a star. I'm like, no. It's a consolation prize of one coin. Losing is not acceptable. I tell you that now. You shouldn't get a coin for winning fourth, especially in Amiibo Party. If you want to bring Mario Party back to its willfulness, you give zero. If you want to do worse, you take coins. Mario Party 1 realness. So it's just so boring. I'm sorry. I like all the tokens and such, like the jump block token, the plow block, the dash, and all the other tokens. I like those, and I like that you can split the board. You can split the board into like a quadrant. That's what it's really called. You can split it up in quadrants and play one half and the other half. But by the time that happens, it'll be like the ninth turn, and then game will be over. So yeah,
actually, you know that you can customize the board before you actually play it, right?
And then that's good because we're going to need something because we have 10 turns.
You just have to unlock the board, so. Like, through the gameplay, because, like, you collect the tokens of the board characters, and then you can actually get them at the end. If you get them at the end, then you can customize your board with them the next game.
Oh, that's good because it's only 10 turns, and once again, I can't do anything with 10 turns. What the hell can I do? I like the items though. Oh, I like the dice blocks. You get the double dice block, the reverse dice block.
I was gonna mention that I like the dice blocks in Amiibo Party. I don't want to keep saying interesting, but they're interesting. They're unique.
And my thing is, they should have added those in the Mario Party one as well. The reverse dice block and the 1-2-3 slow. Like those are nice dice blocks.
Love the reverse.
Yes, reverse is beneficial. Like, they should have had that immediately in the Mario Party mode. That one is beneficial. They have a double one, which is like, eh. They have the dash token, which is 5. So, I don't know. The only thing that's going to kill me is if it's only 10 turns. I'm going to be mad.
I actually thought Amiibo Party looked really nice, but I'm mad because I haven't seen any gameplay at all with the Toad Amiibo. I always see, like, it's either always Rosalina or Bowser that I see playthroughs of. I want to see what the Toad board is like.
Yeah, me too. I wanted to see the Toad one. I saw the Luigi one, but the Luigi one sucks. Luigi one, it's just, I don't know. And the Bowser one, oh my god, the Bowser is boring. Don't get the Bowser one. I'm sorry. If you want to unlock Amiibo mode, don't get Bowser because it's going to be boring.
Actually, the Luigi. Actually, never mind.
It also sucks that it seems like you can only play as a few characters. One little nice aspect that I like is that when you have computer characters, they're not actually Amiibos, they're little cardboard cutouts, and like an old school board game, and I thought that was really cute. But looking at the character select screen, you can't play as Waluigi, you can't play as Daisy, you can't play as Toadette, you can't play as Spike. It looks like there might be only a few Amiibos.
Which is ridiculous. Therefore, I think they're going to have some type of DLC because that don't make sense. To not play as Daisy or Waluigi? Oh, no. Where are we from? Mario Party 2?
I was saying that last podcast where maybe they might have DLC to, make it work with more Amiibos, but I don't know.
They best do that. I need myself some Daisy.
Yes, the originals. You should always have the original co-founders. You should always, like, it's always.
We have
Donkey
always
have the original
now.
Team. Exactly.
I feel like eventually they're going to update that mode with, like, the other Amiibos, because they already have, like, some of the Amiibos that aren't even part of Wave 1 of Mario. And these aren't exact. There are some characters that are, I would say, bigger than them, but they don't even have a board shown, they don't have an Amiibo, they can't be chosen. Like, I feel like eventually when they do get released, that Mario Party 10 is going to have, like, an update allowing their Amiibo boards to come in, and them overall, just, like, and having their characters come in as, like, little cutouts. Like, yeah. One for every character, excluding cute Spike, decals. In the Mario Party amiibo. So, like, every character playable in Mario Party 10, except for Spike, is going to be
eventually going to be in it. They're going to... Well, if they have an amiibo set for all the characters in Mario Party 10, Spike's going to be
Spike.
In it.
Except Spike. No. Sense.
And if they don't make a Spike one, I don't do it. If they don't make a Spike one, I don't think they'll make a Toadette one either.
No, I want Toadette.
I think they would make a Toadette one.
That'd be so upsetting.
So they'll leave just one character out. That doesn't make no sense, Yoshi-Man.
But exactly, it's Spike. Let's be real.
They won't leave one out because that'd be stupid.
Spike. What is his purpose of even being part of Team Mario?
Spike balls. Spike balls. That's what his purpose is. Spike balls. Or Spike Spears.
My God.
Spike Wolves.
Is it my turn yet?
It was your turn. What were you just talking?
Speak on your behalf.
I was just interrupting everyone.
Oh, my God.
Gosh,
okay, if it's my turn, I have, like, a lot I want to say. Like, first off, I already am going over the fact. I already go over stuff that I already said about how, like, 10 turns. I would say it's actually a good number. But they really should at least provide more, like, at least up to 20, maybe. Like, based on the system that they go with, like, no saves anymore throughout the board. Like, at least go up to 20, because 10 is can be too short at times. Regards with the boards, I love how it's customizable, where you can just grab any amiibo, you can just, like, before starting, change any piece for anything you want. But just, they have...
Yeah, that's so unique.
They also have, like, such a lack of events, though. Like... The item shop is a space. Why is the item shop a space? Why is it not a pass event? And and why is it only exclusive to the Mario board? Why can you only get item shops if you land on the space in the Mario board? Like, that's like, why would they do such a thing? I mean, at least with the, like, Boo from Mario Party, they at least brought that back as a passable event in the Luigi board in form of the Poltergust, where you, like, choose how much coins you want to put in to steal more coins from players, occasionally having that backfire by having some, like, paper ball got caught in it. But the fact you can also steal stars for 50 on that board, too, is also pretty cool. At least they're doing that. But why the shops? Like items are, like, one of the big things in Mario Party. Because, like, actually give you control over what you do. And they're just limiting that, what you get to luck. Like, the only way you're ever going to get one you want is by playing on the Mario board and landing on that one little shop space. And you're not, even then, it's, like, not even that common when you're going to land on it. The only other way I can see is, like, maybe, like, the Yoshi board, because you can occasionally get a dice block for the passing event there if you don't have any, which is alright in my opinion, but otherwise, like, the lack of items is, like, I know there's tokens that you can use, but, like, every time you pass another token, I think you might have to replace your current token with that, so you don't even have that item forever. And just overall, also the minigames payouts, like the four-player minigames, I hate the one-coin payout. I like how the two-player second and third will get some coins, but I hate how there's a one-coin payout. One versus three minigames, I don't like how it's, like, 5 coins for the team of three and the 15 coins for the one person. And then, furthermore, it's, like, just the fact that there's no intersections among the entire amiibo board. Am I ranting at this point?
Yes, but you're good.
Okay, yeah, but, there's no intersections at all. Like, it's just one straight path. There's nothing you can choose. Like, nothing you can choose at all. You just forced along this straight path. You, like, only one passable event, so everywhere else is where you land. Then there's the star, which I'm perfectly fine with it, and I like how they do the two at one point. But otherwise, also, if you're not playing as an amiibo, you can't use any tokens either, because, like, they can't even pick up the tokens or use the tokens. So if you're playing with people who one person's using the amiibo, the other people aren't using the amiibo, that one player with the amiibo has the advantage of having the extra tokens. And that same goes with the Bowser amiibo, too, because the Bowser amiibo has so much more advantages, because when he lands on the Bowser space, all he gets is a bonus, unlike all the others, and it's always a 1v3 minigame against the Bowser player, and then Bowser player can also use tokens,
Yoshi Man, what the hell?
Wow, Yoshi Man, you're really good at speaking. Is that how they speak in Canada?
And And I'm gonna shut up at this point because I'm talking way too fast. I'm going lightheaded.
That's not how they talk now in Canada. Okay, Saul, you need to cut out the racism because I'm not gonna have it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. If anybody has anything else to like add, because this is, I guess, the genuine overview of our discussion. Does anybody have anything else to add for Mario Party 10's Japanese release preview, I guess?
You know, truth be told, you know, Mario Party 10 is looking bodacious. Some people are having problems with it. Some people want to whine and complain and moan and do all that stuff. But you know what? Truth be told, at the end of the day, you know what? It's a new Mario Party game. People being like, oh, I can't wait for Mario Party 11. All right, please. Mario Party 10 did not even come out worldwide yet. All right, let's stop talking about Mario Party 11. All right, that's never going to happen. At all. So you need to cut out the nonsense. But I think, you know, Mario Party 10 is going to be really fun. You know, my opinions may change when I play the game and I start getting pissed and start getting mad and start becoming bougie and whatnot. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think Mario Party 10 is going to be fun. I might have a little problem with it, like I said, because I'll probably be getting mad. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's fun type of mad. It's playful madness. Except when bullcrap happens, like Bowser takes home half my mini-stars. Then that's not playful madness. That's just me being mad. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think it's going to be lots of fun. And hopefully you, the listener, are going to get the game and enjoy it with us.
Play as Toadette.
Yeah.
Or Big Sexy Wario. You can play as Big Sexy Wario.
Play as either Big Sexy or Little Sexy.
Yeah, you have to play as someone who's sexy, though. Because if you don't, then you're not cool.
For me, my only thing is, like, the people who are putting footage up, like, gosh, put more. Because, like, we still, at least, there are a couple of people having, like, full rounds, matches, games of a Mario Party. But, like, there aren't a lot. So can somebody, like, please post a little more? Like, just want to see how it plays out. I want to experience it as best as I can while we wait a week.
Also, Amiibo, continuing on the Amiibo Party, there's a DK board. There's, like, a one passing event where you just launch to whoever you want to. There's already warp spaces for that. There's already stuff for that. There's already too many coin-based stuff where you're gaining coins. There's nothing you can use the coins on. And then, yeah. Lots of coins! Too much coins. Too much... Not enough other stuff. Not enough minigames. Need more fun. Need more minigames. Minigames are good. Items are good. Mario Party mode needs more coins. Wait.
Okay. I lost track of that.
In the Mario Party mode, mini stars are just... Like, it's just back to the mini stars. I don't like that. The minigame payouts are worthless again because of that. Very few Bowser minigames in the Mario Party mode, which, like, make the whole game loot. Like, the half mini-star battle minigames are back. And, like, basically, only those matter. And the board. I want minigames to matter again.
Minigames will be fun. That's all you need to think about.
Yeah, but when we don't play them much.
But they're fun!
Amiibo Party, you only get to play, like, 9 in total. Bowser Party is whenever you find them, and you're only limited to the 10. And then Mario Party is limited by the minigame spaces. I know that they're fun. Like, I would... Like, that's one reason why I...
There's
like,
no free play?
I still play... That's the one reason why I played 9, but I never play the board in 9 anymore, just because of the lack of minigames. Also, minigame modes as well.
There's no free play.
There's free play.
Okay, well then that's all that matters.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, there's free play, but that's fun. But I also want some other stuff, like how in Mario Party 9, there's the High Rollers one, where you're like, where the better you place, the more spaces you get to move, and you also get this, like, dash attack. And also in 9, probably my favorite one, the Choice Challenge one, where you get to pick the 3 minigames you want to play, and then you play depending on how that goes. Like, I just wanted stuff like that, but all they really have is a tournament mode, and they have something like the Step It Up, at least. And then they also have a single-player Bowser mode for some reason. Like, I want a 5-player Bowser mode where, like, they would take turns playing as Bowser, and then we keep going till all all players but one have zero health. And then, yeah, the last player remaining wins. That would have been amazing. But, like, they have so much lack of stuff, minigames don't even matter as much anymore, you know?
Okay. With that is...
I'm ranting way too much about Mario Party 10 today.
Really did.
It's no, fine, don't listen to Soul.
Yeah.
Soul's just... Yeah, you're okay. Soul, calm down, take it down a notch.
I'm sorry, I was just...
I have a lot to say about it.
Okay, now that's the end of the podcast. I am so glad that you all wanted to listen to this long, drawn-out, and beautiful podcast on Mario Party 10's Japanese.
Wait, it's the end?
I'm surprised people wanted to listen to me. I'm pretty sure that the moment they heard me, they probably left, because...
They were fine with you until they found out you're from Canada. Then they were like,
"So stop. Why? What? What's with you against Canada? You've been like that ever since I first joined the podcast. You're just like,
it's
oh,
just
because
it's so.
But you know, Timmy's from Canada as well, right? You don't make those jokes towards Timmy.
Yeah, but if he because I like Timmy.
Oh shit!
Rude. That's just so
wow.
Insulting to, I'm gonna say it's everyone in Canada, but it's only me. But still
no, like, you're gonna ruin our Canadian viewership. Don't. Okay, so that's Soul. Soul's opinion.
Viewership of my opinions, people are gonna leave now.
My opinions do not reflect the other opinions of anybody else in the podcast, nor the podcast.
Just Soul.
If they reflected my opinions, that would be pretty awkward.
What are your opinion of Canadians, anyway. Yoshiman?
Oh, my opinion of Canadians. I hate all Canadians, of course.
All right, that makes sense.
I hate everything. Yeah, that makes sense. Definitely the case. No. Of course, I'm not going to say anything like that. I did not just say what I said before, by the way.
What'd he say? He can tell it. Oh.
What?
Okay.
Is that it for the main?
That's the
end. I think
end.
We're at the end of the podcast now.
What? We didn't even do news.
We can do a...
Oh,
there's not much...
that's right.
There's not much news.
Retrospective!
Well, actually, there is something big that I know I'd like to talk about.
There's a community.
The Mario Party retrospective.
I'm talking about community. Like, that's what I'm getting into. I'm sorry. I'm like... I said there's not much news, but there's community stuff.
Well, there's
yeah.
There's news that I'd like to bring out that nobody cares about. Like...
I'm going to hit you.
Okay, yeah, everyone just behave, alright? Come on. We gotta do the news.
Yes, we did...
Yes.
SZ did finish his retrospective for Mario Party that was very well written. The last one, of course, was Mario Party 9 and Mario Party Island Tour because it was going by twos. So if you want to read those, there at least I know a couple of them are on the first page, but of course they fall back into the second and even third pages of the Mario Party Legacy website. We also do have a community night, which you probably have played up in already, because this podcast is not going to be up by then, but it's Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon, because we've had a lot of Mario Kart and Smash Brothers, and we haven't played Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon in a while. I don't even know if I'm going to play in it.
I'm not playing.
Are you guys going to play it?
I can tell you, even though I'm the host, I'm not, because I don't own the game.
So how are you hosting the community
night? And my brother is gone. He took off with the game. I don't know why he took off at the game. I was going to borrow it.
Why'd you decide on that game, then?
What?
Why'd you decide on that game?
Because everybody wanted it. I decided to listen to the people this week. You know?
Oh.
They really wanted Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon. I was just like, you know what? I'll give it to them. I was hoping...
Okay,
I was actually
then.
Hoping to grab the game myself, but then I didn't realize that my brother was taking off for, like, a while.
Mm.
Stuff happens. Sorry, people.
Also, as he did post an article on his hopes and predictions for Mario Party 10 DLC, I read through it, and it's pretty much what we've been saying, like, board DLC, character DLC, and minigame DLC, the three biggins of any Mario Party
All
game.
Of his hopes, DLC. You know, are not gonna happen, you know, enough...
I mean, yeah, probably not. I don't mean to be rude, SZ, if
There's
you can hear us. He's somewhere in the podcast.
There's probably Amiibo DLC, though.
Yeah, that's most likely to happen, but there's not going to be any minigame DLC, and there's not going to be any board DLC. I really don't think that'll happen.
Maybe sadly. The only DLC we'll have is if there are amiibo DLC with more Mario DLC amiibo coming through. There'll be DLC for amiibo mode, I guess.
Yeah.
Like we'll have a Waluigi board and Daisy board. I want those. Put it
board.
I feel like
Spike board. Would be so cool.
Spike board. That sounds funny. Spike somehow.
Board. It's covered in spikes.
I don't
spikes.
Know why that sounds so funny. I don't think it's a real thing. It just sounds funny.
I don't think there'll be a spike board.
And finally, the big thing for the community, the Mario Party Awards for Mario Party.
That was so cheesy. No offense to SC. That was so cheesy. Welcome to the Mario Party Awards. I read that. I'm like, oh.
I haven't said anything.
Oh,
I have not even
my
like,
God. I literally had to literally put my face down because I was so embarrassed. Literally just opening a page called the Welcome to the Mario Party Awards.
Wow.
No, they were fun, though. Okay, they were great, though.
So the categories were Mario Party game with the most luck, Mario Party 9 won out.
Of course.
Mario Party game with the most skill required.
Yes.
Mario Party 3.
Mario Party 3.
Reverse.
The most creative game was voted as Mario Party 9.
I guess.
I agree with this one the most.
That makes sense.
Replayability. Mario Party 7 won.
Hell no!
3!
Mario
Oh, I meant... No!
Mario Party 7 ain't damn replayable.
I love playing that game over
3!
That's the only Mario Party game I've ever played, like, repeatedly, besides, I guess, Mario Party 8, but that was with because that was the only game I had originally. And speaking of Mario Party 8, it won the Friendship Ender Award, which... I think the one that won below it was literally won by Mario Party 8 won by one vote, and the one behind it was Mario Party 1. And I agree on both of those. If either of those won, I would totally agree with it because those games are just so frustrating. Mario Party 1 is to me is excruciatingly frustrating.
Yes.
On a personal level because I'm not good at using N64 controls, and well, especially since I don't have an N64 anymore. But when I did, I hated that game.
You got rid of your Nintendo 64.
It was broken.
Oh. Okay.
The final one. I don't know how I feel about this, because I don't like choosing favorites for pretty much anything. It's just really hard for me. But the favorite of the community, the favorite Mario Party, was Mario Party 7. And below that was Mario
My
Party
mom will
6,
agree
which...
with Mario Party 7.
I like Mario Party 6. I'm not sure if I like 6 or 7 more, but, I mean, I can kind of agree with them. I like those a lot, but I don't have a favorite.
I'll do 6.
Yeah, 6.
6 is cooler because I like how the boards look.
Mario Party 7, the boards are creative, but, you know, I don't really like the orb system. Even though they did make some improvements, like the zap orb is no longer freaking losing 5 coins per space, which, thank God, that was cheap as hell in Mario Party 6.
That was so annoying.
But overall, I don't know, just... The special orbs, that's what kind of makes me, like, I would want to pick a character just because of the special orb. I don't know if anyone else was like that, but for me, that's what it was like. Like, I would
didn't
pick characters
like
just based on their special orbs.
I really didn't like how that worked.
Wish they would have just had those orbs for everyone, because those were really cool ones.
These characters are supposed to be all even in Mario Party, but then they have this one that's different.
Yeah, like, characters like Toad and Toadette... If you're playing with them, or you're playing with Boo or Dry Bones, you gotta be careful, because they're almost always gonna get the running star. Because they'll always get the triple mushroom, or for Boo and Dry Bones, they have the magic wand.
So, I don't have anything else to say on the Mario Party Awards. Sorry for that, like, awkward transition. But, if you guys want to look at the entire listing, how all the Mario Parties fared for each award, go on MarioPartyLegacy.com to see it, and many of you have already been vocal on the results, but you can comment down below and say how you feel, or how which game should have won.
Yeah, are we going to be getting poll results soon?
Wait!
The poll results are already in.
Well, oh!
Yeah, I said that.
Oh. So, so, are we going to talk about the favorite boards? Mario Party boards?
What?
The poll results
Why?
Are posted, Sol.
Yeah, the poll results are up.
I didn't even see this.
How the hell are those
I have not
spies?
Even seen this.
I don't agree with almost any of these.
How is Wait, number...
So...
What?
Castaway Bay,
Number one.
I mean, it looks nice.
Castaway Bay. And then Pagoda Peak is number two.
Why did you do it in order? 5-1.
I'll do it. Number five is, wait. Number five.
This is so bad.
There are two number five. Koopa's Tycoon Town, which I don't even know why.
That's a good one.
I hate Koopa's Tycoon Town. That was the worst one in Mario Party 8.
I hate that one.
You just said it because your dad won that one a lot.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that it's like the most rage-inducing board because it's similar to Monopoly. You know how many, relationships, friendship, romantic, whatever, have ended because of fucking Monopoly?
How many?
Koopa's Tycoon Town is shit. It ruined your friendship more than any other Mario.
Marriages have been ruined because of this board.
With 10 votes.
I don't like it.
The other number five, for whatever reason, I don't know why there's two, is, I don't know if I agree with this one, because I really don't play Mario Party 3 that often, especially since I don't have an N64, but it's Waluigi's Island.
Wah.
That one's not.
This is the one I was saying that I don't like how it looks, but I love how it plays.
Next one, please.
Like, it's okay.
I expected it to be higher, honestly. I just love
it's
how
better
it
than Creepy
number,
Cavern, so.
Number fours.
You got again.
Because there's a tie
Island
on there, too. Number fours are Toad Road and Shy Guys.
Toad Road from Mario
Party
9.
Shy Guys.
Why did you say Shy? No one talk.
Shy Size Perplex Express. Shy Size.
I can't stop!
My favorite board is Shy Size Perplex Express. I really like it. It's interesting, you know, lots of...
No!
But in all seriousness, I do like that board a lot. But Toad Road is whatever. Way to go, SZ.
Stop! Number three!
SZ, he's listening, he's just not saying anything because he's weird, but number three, King Boo's Haunted Hideaway, I don't like how this one looks, but I did like playing it.
Is it so...
Number three. Wait, what? Are you like...
You spelled Heights wrong, SZ!
SZ! Moving on to number two, because nobody has done anything at number three. Number two is Neon Heights.
You guys are mean to SZ. That's a good boy. That's mean.
I love Neon Heights, though, to be real. That one's so good. And I like Pagoda Peak, too. Well, I like Neon Heights more. I mean, both of them look really nice, but Neon Heights is more fun to play on.
Neon Heights is alright. I like the baseball thing and the movie thing, those events. Passing events.
Neon Heights looks amazing, and it plays, like, fun.
I think I have Mario Party 7 somewhere. I might play it.
It's based off of New York.
I definitely don't have Mario Party 6 anymore.
It's based off of New York.
Next one!
Number one.
No, number two! Pagoda Peak!
We already said that.
The other number two. We never actually said it.
Pagoda Peak.
Even though I said it at the beginning.
I did say it. You guys probably cut me off.
Next, last one. Castaway Bay!
That's number one. Number one is Castaway Bay.
Who voted for this crap?
I hate Castaway Bay. It looks really nice, but I hate the board itself. Playing it is so annoying. I don't hate it, but it's so frustrating to play on. Because every time I play on it, I almost always lose to that stupid skill event. Or luck event.
Oh my god.
You guys picked some really interesting boards for this countdown.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
also,
no, Neon Heights,
also,
I think, deserves that spot.
Why did people vote for Mario Party 10 board is one thing I'm actually curious about.
Sweet Dreams is, like, my favorite board, though.
Mario
I'm so
Party
upset
10
that's not
board
on there.
So, like, four people voted for Mushroom Park, and one person voted for Airship Central. Like, they
know.
Aren't even...
They
really,
do. I like
they,
Mushroom
well,
Park's
okay,
look.
They released for, like, 2 days, so maybe they're... Like, they played the Japanese version, but if you haven't played it, then why did you vote it?
Ezzy, I'm not refreshing the page. I'm, like, screenshotting both of these right now, just to... I'm, like, every
so
once in a while, I'm just, like...
Why are you bringing this up during the podcast?
You brought it up, too!
I
brought up Neon Heights, because that was actually funny, because it was just a misplaced letter. That's different.
No,
you brought up Shy Guy's Perplexed thing.
Oh,
that one's so funny.
Well, SZ just published it, so It's not his fault.
Yeah, don't get mad at SC. Don't all judge right. him.
That's it.
That's it for the podcast.
Yeah, that's the end of the podcast. I'm gonna go give you guys the ending information. You can subscribe to us and rate us on iTunes. Please do. We love having ratings and we love having reviews. Please give us 5 stars on iTunes, by the way, because we love it. And you can also, you know, check us out on MarioPartyLegacy.com and the special podcast website, thelostlevels.MarioPartyLegacy.com. Or you could check out the forum at MarioPartyLegacy.com/forum, where we post the best things in the world that have ever hit. Also, as for me, you can follow me on Tumblr at LapisYourPants, or my Nintendo Network, CONPETE.
You can follow me through the ends of the earth, across the frozen sea. I am Spider Star You everywhere on YouTube, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Google Plus, and Nintendo Network. Also, I've been posting more on my YouTube. I'm going to be posting Mario Party 9 videos. All right? So make sure, you know, you go check that out.
Get vocal.
Yes, because there's going to be some Mario Party 9 videos of me playing against Master Computers, which, you know, you already know that's going to be a setup for a huge disaster, because I'm going to be getting mad as hell. So be sure you check that out. And,
SZ has not spoken, but he wants me to say his links. You can follow him everywhere as Super Zambazee, including Toadette.
Pornhub.
Where can you find SZ? Yeah.
Oh my god.
We're children. Toadette, you need to say your links.
You can follow me on Tumblr at unofficialofficialToadette. Check out my Instagram, _Toadette_. Check out my Nintendo Network, Toadette Wii U, that's W-E-E. And...
Please don't say it.
DarkBoo007, Twitter, Nintendo Network, YouTube, DarkBoo.
Don't forget to follow my porn at Big60Tix79.
And that was juicy.
I got banned, so I had to change my name.
Oh,
Yoshiman,
yeah, do you have any plugs for us?
First off, you can just find me on YouTube. I go by Yoshiman222. I'm playing Captain Toad right now. You can watch me play that and fail. Not really that good. You can also see me on Miiverse, Yoshiman222. Then I also have a Tumblr account, which I don't remember the password for some reason. I'm trying to get back into it. I don't post much on there, though.
Why don't you just do forgotten password?
Because I'm too lazy.
Wow, okay, that's pathetic.
Actually, I just saw the forgot password. It's, like, hidden behind snow.
What?
Like, oh, now I can see it clearly. Like,
that's the end of the podcast!
The background's shaking.
That's the end of the podcast. Yeah, goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Please never listen to this podcast.
I gotta pee. Let's go.
We've been infected by Canadians.
Whoa.
Bye.
Can everyone just stop hating on Canada, please?
I'm kidding, guys. I just like making fun of it. I love Canada because they have amazing celebrities from there. Goodbye.
Yeah, please.